Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Good afternoon. I'm Ralph Howard. As you've been hearing on 1010 Winds throughout the morning since the last 3 hours, we're going through a major terrorist tragedy in the city of New York. The focus on the twin towers of the World Trade Center, each hit by a plane. The towers have been sheared off the top now. We don't know about casualties. They've not really been able to go inside, but we do know there are heavy casualties at the World Trade Center. That's something that will be unfolding as we go along. Separate from this, in Washington, a plane crashed into a section of the Pentagon and burst into flames. Part of that building is destroyed. We don't know about casualties there. And there's another situation that could be an act of terrorism. It could be connected to this. We simply don't know. But a plane, the United plane that was flying from Newark to San Francisco, went down in western Pennsylvania in the Pittsburgh area. And we presume there are casualties there, but we don't know. And again, we don't know if that is connected. In just a moment, we'll have a complete rundown of what's going on in New York City or not going on in New York City. We'll be hearing from our reporters, and also we'll be hearing what's been going on in Washington and where we stand there. About a day of just terrible tragedy here in New York and in Washington and elsewhere. Now, we'll check on traffic right now because that's a factor. And we'll put it this way, check on transportation. A lot of things are not happening. And here's Pete Torriello.
Ralph, the Lincoln, the Holland Tunnels, the George Washington Bridge remain closed in both directions until further notice. The Tappan Zee Bridge is open and moving well in both directions. The Bronx-bound lanes of the Whitestone and Throgs Neck Bridges and the Bronx and Manhattan-bound lanes of the Triborough Bridge are closed. If you're coming into Queens, you may use the Triborough Bridge. And also, you can use the Whitestone and Throgs Neck Bridges to get into Queens, but not into the Bronx. The Verrazano is shut down in both directions. The inbound, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, the 59th Street Bridge are closed in both directions. The Queens Midtown Tunnel is permitting outbound traffic to Queens, but inbound traffic is shut down until further notice. Also, if you're trying to get into Queens from Nassau County, you're probably not going to be able to. The police are diverting the traffic away from Queens. They have stopped anything coming westbound along the Long Island Expressway, the Northern or the Southern State Parkway. New Jersey Transit buses have suspended operations in both directions. New Jersey Transit trains are not running into New York City. They're trying to get some equipment available to try and get as many people out of the city as they can. We are getting report that there may be some outbound limited service coming up on the Long Island Railroad now. At last word, Metro North was suspended in both directions, and all airports across the United States are closed. I'm Pete Torriello. More shadow traffic coming up on 1010 Winds. Ralph?
All right, Pete, and we'll be going to Pete every 10 minutes or so for a recap for you people trying to get somewhere today. Basically, things are shut down. You don't want to be in Manhattan, or you don't want to get close to Manhattan, especially lower Manhattan. Now, let's get a rundown of where we are, but I'll just point out again, the two planes, one a little before 9 o'clock, crashed into one tower of the World Trade Center. The second, about 16 minutes later, crashed into the other. Huge gaping holes, flame and smoke coming from the buildings. These are the upper floors, and then roughly an hour to an hour and a half later, the top sections of the two towers collapsed. And this, of course, is a... Well, first of all, let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Eileen LaPalmer. Then we're going to get a rundown of just where we are in the city right now. Eileen?
Ralph, right now I'm on Hudson Street and Duane, where basically it has become a virtual ghost town. The police are pushing any remaining stragglers north. They want to get everyone as far away from the World Trade Center as possible. No one is being allowed south of Chamber Street. In that area, there is a large heavy layer of soot and debris just coating the cars on the sidewalk as if, picture a snowfall about of an inch or two, except obviously it is not snow, it is debris and anything from the building that collapsed. People are standing around wearing gas masks. Some people have pulled out gas masks. Others have surgical masks, and other people are just taking off their shirts and tying it around their face for fear of the debris and smoke that is filling along Broadway here, along Hudson Street. I spoke to one woman. A lot of people are just standing around, just trying to take this all in, very dazed and confused. Here's one woman who witnessed it. She was in a building across from the World Trade Center.
Eileen, we're going to interrupt. Just hang on with us. We just got a word now, and a report of a second United Airlines plane has gone down. We don't know where. Now, there's been another plane crash. We talked about the one in Pennsylvania that went down, and again, we presume a loss of life there, but we simply don't know. We just got this note from CNN that the U.S.-Mexico border has been closed down. Eileen, pick up where you were.
Okay, Ralph, I was saying that people are standing around dazed and confused, just watching the smoke, because there is still smoke billowing from where the World Trade Center's used to stand. A lot of people just talking around, relaying their experiences, perhaps so shocked they are still trying to believe it. This woman was across the street from the World Trade Center in a building, and she saw the planes crash.
All right. Okay, Eileen.
8 to 10 minutes.
Bodies falling from where? The planes or from people?
Bodies falling from the top floors of the World Trade Center after the explosion occurred. Bodies just dropping onto the concrete, onto West Side Highway, hitting the bottom.
Okay, right now the police are working their way north on Hudson Street, telling stores to shut down, telling people to move forward. They're trying to make sure the area is safe. We have heard some small explosions. Some people are guessing they might have been cars in the area that have caught fire. We will be checking on that. We'll bring you more. Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds, live on Hudson Street.
And we'll be going back to Eileen here on 1010 Winds. Now let's go to Larry Cantor. A lot of things have been shut down. We've heard about some of the transportation problems. Larry?
Yes, Ralph. The city is just pretty much shut down all over. Manhattan is, for all intents and purposes, lower Manhattan, has been evacuated and is at a standstill. Upper Manhattan, where I was this morning, by chance, I had a doctor's appointment this morning, had to be in town early, otherwise I wouldn't be here doing this. But I was uptown and tried to get back downtown, got on a subway from 168th, I got down to 145th, but that was it. They shut down the subways, and they remain shut down now. Then I got a cab that brought me down, had an interesting conversation with the cab driver who was downtown at the World Trade Center, letting off a fare about 20 minutes before the first crash. And he told me then, he says, I think he had decided that he was going to stay downtown and pull into the Marriott there at the World Trade Center and get in line for a fare back uptown. He says he usually doesn't do that, and then he thought better of it and said, I'm just going to go back uptown. That's a lucky guy with a story to tell, and there have to be thousands of stories like that today. So the city is still shut down pretty much as far as transportation goes. As I was making my way back downtown, walking on the streets, it was an eerie scene because people would be lining up at payphones trying to make calls and also gathering around parked cars. A limousine had its radio on, and people were gathering around to get all the information they could. And just walking past people on the street, more than once I saw people sobbing. Now, other things are closed today, of course. The stock markets are closed. All the airports are closed, as we mentioned, in traffic. The subway shut down as a precaution. The New York City primary was today. It was supposed to be today. It's been postponed. The stock markets, again, are closed. The Yankees-White Sox game has been postponed as well. They were postponed by rain last night. Phone service around town is spotty at best because of the volume. AT&T has shut down its entire phone and communication system in Manhattan. They have a big office downtown in the Wall Street area. The United Nations was evacuated as a precaution, and many offices around town have sent their employees home. Rockefeller Center, among one of the landmark buildings that's encouraging tenants to send their people home. Schools have not been closed. Of course, if they let all those children out right away and there were no parents there to get them, that would be a whole different problem. So children are being kept in the schools now, so they can give parents time to pick them up later or be home for them when they come home. All doctors and nurses who work in Jersey City hospitals have been asked to report for duty. Of course, many of the people who were hurt were taken across the river to Jersey City. Mayor Giuliani had something to say not too long ago. He says he doesn't have any idea about the casualties, but he believes there are a horrendous number of lives lost.
Every resource that we have is attempting to rescue as many people as possible, and the end result is going to be some horrendous number of lives lost. I don't think we know yet, but right now we have to just focus on saving as many people as possible.
The mayor has asked Governor Pataki for help, and the governor has agreed to put the National Guard on alert to help city firefighters and police officers. And the mayor says he's asked the federal government for assistance as well. Of course, the federal government has its hands full with what's going on in Washington and elsewhere. Ralph, that's all for now.
All right, Larry Cantor, let's just recap briefly, though. On the World Trade Center, two planes crashed into the World Trade Center towers this morning. A great deal of people may have died. We're presuming that. We have no idea about casualties. It's too unsafe for anybody to go into those buildings at this point or to go into those floors to find out. But the top floors of both towers are gone. They collapsed after the planes went in. And in Washington, we had a plane crash into part of the Pentagon. Other things happening there. For that part of the story, let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Doug O'Brien.
And thank you, Ralph. At this point, let's talk first about what we don't know. There is a second United Airlines plane that has crashed. It was a Boston to Los Angeles flight, a Boeing 767. United has confirmed the plane went down but did not say where. It is also unknown at this time what the second aircraft was that hit the World Trade Center, and there is no clear definition of what aircraft hit the Pentagon also. D.C. police are telling Fox News Channel that there was a hijacked plane en route to Washington. It was supposedly a Washington, D.C. police aircraft. That was about 2 hours ago. We have not heard any further report on that. The latest on the Pentagon attack, part of the building collapsed after the plane struck the building. This is Fox News Channel correspondent David Schuster at the Pentagon.
According to counterintelligence sources, they confirmed that it was a plane that crashed into the south end of the Pentagon near the helipad. This is a route that commercial aircraft flying into National Airport, which is just a few miles away, they take sometimes on final approach as they come to the airport.
And part of the Pentagon has collapsed. It's not clear yet because of smoke and debris how much damage there was done nor whether there were any casualties nor to what extent. Among the many explosions in Washington this morning, there was one near the Supreme Court building, as we hear from correspondent Brian Wilson.
I was just here in front of the Capitol, which, by the way, has been evacuated. And back toward the Supreme Court area, we just heard a low, muffled thud. It sounded like a small explosion. Sirens are going off around this city like you cannot believe. And just overhead a moment ago, something I have never seen in Washington in the 16 years I've been here, military jets are now patrolling the skies over Washington, D.C.
Again, the White House and other major federal buildings in Washington have all been evacuated as a precaution with terrorist attacks taking place around the country. The situation in Washington with the Federal Reserve, we are told that Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan was out of the country and so would not have been exposed to any of this. The Fed has announced, however, that it will make sure there is enough cash for the banks in this country so that there will not be a financial problem connected with the horrible loss in the human problem. The rippling effects of the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington have reached Florida. Walt Disney World has closed. NASA is on alert. A Disney spokesman says the theme park is closed and all workers have been sent home. NASA says Kennedy Space Center is under enhanced security awareness. A spokesman says the space agency is taking this very seriously. Overseas, thousands of Palestinians celebrated today's attacks in the U.S., chanting "God is great" and distributing candy to passersby, even as their leader Yasser Arafat said he was horrified. In the West Bank town of Nablus, about 3,000 people poured into the street shortly after the attacks on the World Trade Center. The demonstrators distributed candy in a traditional gesture of celebration. Several Palestinian gunmen shot into the air. Others marched carrying Palestinian flags. The U.S. government has become increasingly unpopular in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. In the past year of Israeli-Palestinian fighting, many Palestinians accuse Washington of siding with Israel.
Doug, we're going to jump right in here. We've got to get an update on where we are. That's Doug O'Brien with some of the world and national things. We've got a recap right here. But first, Pete Torriello, give us a quick rundown of what's not happening.
All right, Ralph, we've got the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, and only the northbound side shut down right now at Interchange 14 in Newark. New Jersey Transit says all bus service in and out of New York City is suspended until further notice. All train service for New Jersey Transit into Penn Station, Newark, is suspended. They are trying to get as many trains and as much equipment available to get people outbound to New Jersey. Metro North is suspended both ways, and the Long Island Railroad has only some rudimentary outbound service being reported right now coming out of Penn Station. Nothing being permitted inbound. We've got bumper-to-bumper delays coming down the southbound New England Thruway into the Cross Bronx, which is tied up from the Bruckner all the way to the GWB. As I indicated, all Hudson River crossings are shut down in both directions. The Bronx-bound Whitestone, Throgs Neck, and the Bronx-Manhattan-bound Triborough Bridge are closed. The Triborough, Whitestone, and Throgs Neck are available into Queens. The Midtown Tunnel is closed into Manhattan. It is available outbound to Queens. At last word, 59th Street Bridge was shut down in both directions. Ralph?
All right, Pete Torriello. Here's a very latest we have on aircraft involved in this. As we know, two planes crashed into the World Trade Center towers today, causing devastation. The towers have been sheared off now, but American Airlines confirms it lost two aircraft today, and it's believed at least one of those was involved in the crash, one of the crashes at the World Trade Center. United Airlines reporting a plane that left Newark, Flight 93, headed for San Francisco with 38 passengers, two pilots and five flight attendants. That's the plane that crashed near Pittsburgh. United also says it has lost another plane that it's crashed. We don't know where. This was flight out of Boston, flight 175, and that had 56 passengers, two pilots and seven flight attendants. There's the latest on the aircraft. Let's go live now to 1010 WIN senior correspondent Stan Brooks. He's at the federal courthouse. Stan?
And we're out here. It's a strange sight. One, looking up in the sky and seeing where the Twin Towers were and just seeing this cloud of smoke that still covers that area and falls down on the area around lower Manhattan. And then all the people coming from there, there are still thousands pouring out of that area. If that whole area is being sealed off, everybody has to go north. They don't know where they're going because there are no subways. They can't get over the bridges. They just wander aimlessly. I talked to one man who was waiting to get on a phone to talk to his wife and see how she was, and he was in the World Financial Center about 8 o'clock in the morning across from the Twin Towers.
It was, between 8:30, and the building shook. We went to the window and saw something explode at the Trade Center. And then we evacuated the building, and we were all outside the Financial Center looking up. And then there was that second explosion, and then everyone ran. And that's pretty much all I saw.
Cloud of choking dust. And
not at that time. It was very early in the explosion. So at that time, it was just fire burning from the building. And people just out on the street evacuating.
And that's what's happening now. People still wandering through the streets aimlessly. Police on every corner. Emergency workers on every corner. Emergency vehicles racing back and forth. I've heard calls for medical people. Anybody with medical experience to go to 2 Lafayette Street. I've asked cops about fatalities or injuries. Nobody seems to know. There's no official word, but there are ambulances screaming back and forth. All hospitals on alert. And it's just a chaotic scene down here like nothing I've ever seen before. Nobody knowing what's going on, and people just wandering aimlessly, frightened with face masks on. I saw a man just fall on the ground, and then two cops ran over to try to get him help. He was just exhausted or may have been injured, but just a strange, strange sight, and it looks like it's going to go on for hours. Ralph.
All right, 1010 Wins senior correspondent Sam Brooks, and that is a missing equation of the story. We have no idea what the casualties might be. We may get some kind of summation from the hospitals as the day goes on about people who were taken there who were injured or may have died, but we have no idea what the casualty amount from the World Trade Center. Just no idea whatsoever, but it's presumed that a lot of people may have died. 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones is down in Lower Manhattan now.
Well, Ralph, as we headed down West Broadway, and this was before either one of the towers had given away, it was everybody was standing, lining the streets, staring at what was going on, a lot of disbelief, hands over the mouth, people running this way and that. But when the collapse occurred, and especially the second collapse, which totally covered all the streets south of Chamber with an ash coating, that's when the panic set in, and people started to run up the street screaming, and a lot of folks dipped into buildings, anything that was open, trying to get away from it. Now, Mary Both was inside the shopping complex that's between the two towers. She was in there at about 8:30 doing a little window shopping before everything happened. The first explosion, everybody started to head for the doors, but she said when the second explosion occurred, everything went dark, and that's when chaos occurred.
It blew up, the whole flame, everything started coming out, and this man just kept pushing me out and running with all the people, just running.
Mary was knocked down a number of times. By the time I found her at West Broadway, she was crawling on all fours underneath the ash, and the super that had been nice enough to let me inside helped her, and the two of us managed to get her inside and kind of calm her down a little bit. He was also nice enough to give me one of these paper masks, which have become standard equipment down here south of Chamber. There's a lot of ash still in the air, especially the closer you get to the buildings, and people are wearing these masks as a precaution. Police have pretty much pushed everybody back. We had made it up within a couple blocks, but after the building started to collapse and everybody started to get into a panic, the police shoved everybody back to at least north of Chamber Street. So you come back here and there's it's kind of a sort of calm, a sort of orderly business going about, a lot of people standing around watching, but the closer you get to the buildings, and then you get more of the taste of the chaos and the catastrophe that occurred just hours ago. Ralph?
All right, 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones in Lower Manhattan, where again, two planes went into the towers of the World Trade Center and in effect, shearing off the tops of those two towers today. Unknown amount of people killed or injured in that this morning. And again, we'll have a full recap of what else is happening in just a moment. Let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria on the Belt Parkway. Carol? Carol, are you there? Well, let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Steve Kastenbaum, too. Steve, you there?
Well, Ralph, it was an extremely surreal and totally unbelievable sight as we came over the Brooklyn Bridge. Thousands of people walking out of Lower Manhattan on foot with the sight of the buildings on fire behind them, and then you heard the gasps. It was as if everybody simultaneously began screaming and crying when one of the buildings toppled over, the top of the building falling onto Lower Manhattan. Then about a half an hour later, the ground shook as the second World Trade Center tower came tumbling down. No telling how many people were in the way of that falling debris. Now, earlier, Ron Butler was one of several city building engineers down here at the courts near City Hall. When the first plane struck the building, he ran towards the World Trade Center because his brother works there, and he was attempting to locate him to find out if he was okay, and at that point, he saw one of the most unbelievable sights, one of the most tragic sights in this whole horrible incident, and that would be the workers inside the World Trade Center buildings jumping to their deaths.
When I get down there, I see the flames shooting out of the corner of the building was gone. The whole corner of the building, the flames were shooting out of it. And as I get closer, I start seeing people jumping. People started jumping out, and they were on fire, the people themselves. They were on fire, jumping right out of the building.
And presumably there were many people inside the World Trade Center buildings when the first and second plane struck. You must remember that both buildings and the entire World Trade Center is home to about 50,000 employees. No telling how many were already inside the building when the first plane did hit at a little bit after 8:45, the second one 9:10. The worst fears is that the death toll could be extremely high here. Steve Kastenbaum, 1010 Winds, live below City Hall.
And just to pick up what Steve said, we have no idea what the casualty figures might be in this. We may find out something from hospitals later, how many people they have taken in, but an untold number of people have been killed at the World Trade Center. A recap of everything coming up. Let's go back to Tweetoriola, though, because travel is really closed down here, and frankly, all air travel around the country pretty much shut down. Steve, Heat?
Ralph, we've got the Hudson River crossings are shut down, the Lincoln, the Holland, the GWB shut down both directions. The Tappan Zee Bridge is open, so if you want to get out of the city, you have to get back to New Jersey. You can go up through Westchester, go across to 287, pick up the Tappan Zee Bridge off the New York State Thruway, come down through Rockland County back into New Jersey. That will get you out. If you're trying to get into Queens or Long Island, you can use the outbound Queens Midtown Tunnel. The 59th Street Bridge is closed. We do have the Triborough Bridge available for Queensbound drivers, but you cannot use it to get into the Bronx or Manhattan. The Bronxbound Whitestone and Throgs Neck Bridges are closed. They are open coming into Queens. New Jersey Transit, we've got nothing going into New York City. Metro North is suspended both directions. Long Island Railroad, nothing coming into the city. Ferries are basically shut down with only two exceptions. The Pier 11 and the West 30th Street ferry to New Jersey is operating, but they are the only ones that are operating at this time. Airlines are shut down, of course, right across the board. New Jersey Turnpike is closed northbound and only in the northbound direction at Interchange 14 in Newark. And Matt Ward will pick it up from here. Ralph?
All right, that is Pete Toriella. Here's the very latest as we have it here on 1010 Winds. It was now about 3.5 hours ago that one plane smacked into a tower at the World Trade Center in one of the upper floors, causing a gaping hole, setting off flames and smoke. And then about 20, 25 minutes later, a second plane went into the other tower. It is presumed at this point that these were hijacked planes. American Airlines confirms it lost two aircraft today. It's believed that at least one of those was used in this attack. It's not confirmed. We may not know for some time. But American said the flights were number 11 on the route from Boston to Los Angeles, 81 people aboard, 9 flight attendants, 2 pilots, and flight 77 going from Washington Dulles to Los Angeles with 58 passengers, 4 flight attendants, and 2 pilots. That's American. United Airlines has also lost 2 planes, one going down near Pittsburgh with 38 passengers, and this was flight 93. It took off from Newark. It was heading for San Francisco. The second plane, United 175, leaving Boston, heading for L.A., 56 passengers. United doesn't know what happened to that plane, but it does say that plane has gone down, but they just don't know where. Just to give you an idea of the magnitude of all this, all baseball games have postponed. As we heard from Pete Toriello, no air travel basically today. All outbound flights across the country are shut down. Runways are open for planes coming in. Let's get to 1010 Winds reporter Larry Cantor, who's got an update on just what's shut down in the city and things that are not happening. Larry?
Well, we told you a little while ago about schools in the city, that they were still open, and apparently the Board of Education hasn't decided yet what it's going to do, when it's going to close schools. It's not made any decisions regarding buses and other transportation for the New York City school students. So stay tuned. Pass along that information as soon as it comes in. Governor Pataki has activated the National Guard and is asking all emergency service personnel to help out.
At this point, the sole goal is to try to help as many people as possible, to get them to the emergency services, to get them the care they need, to help people who want to leave the area, to leave in an orderly way, and to make sure we do everything we can to provide security throughout the city and throughout the state.
The governor has been in touch with the White House, and he says everything
everything that can be done is being done. Con Edison says that there are power outages in Lower Manhattan, as you might expect. Service is out between West Street and Hudson and the Hudson River, just south of Chambers Street. Gas and steam service in that area also has been interrupted. The World Trade Center, recently there was a deal announced. They were selling the World Trade Center to a private company, but right now it's still owned, or what's left of it, by the Port Authority. And the chairman of the Port Authority is Louis Eisenberg. He says he is devastated beyond belief. He says the attack on the World Trade Center is significantly worse than Pearl Harbor, and we don't know who the enemy is. That is a big question. Who could have done this? Well, there was an expert, Chris Yates, an aviation expert at Jane's Transport in London, who was interviewed, and he said this is perhaps the most audacious terrorist attack that's ever taken place in the world. He says it takes a logistics operation from the terror group involved that is second to none, and only a very small handful of terror groups is on that list, he says. And at the top of the list, he would put Osama bin Laden, but there is no confirmation of that just yet. When the planes crashed, some people actually saw it happen. We have some eyewitnesses now. Let's play those for you.
Like we're standing here right now, clear as day, and we heard an explosion. And what was it, 5 seconds later? The smoke just consumed everything, and you couldn't even run.
All right, Ralph.
And Larry, we just got this word. A high-ranking city police official says the number of people killed or injured could be in the thousands. Of course, that's a vague statement as well, but high-ranking city police officials saying the number of people killed or injured could be in the thousands. We're talking about the World Trade Center. And elsewhere, of course, we've had at least four planes go. Two crashes of United planes, one in western Pennsylvania. We don't know about the other with people aboard those planes. And also, it is now pretty much confirmed that the two planes that went into the World Trade Center towers were American Airlines planes that had been hijacked. Larry?
Yes, that's essentially what Mayor Giuliani was saying earlier, that it had to be in the thousands, the death toll here. We haven't heard any numbers yet. Of course, you can imagine in the rubble downtown, they're going to be finding bodies for some time. Some of the things that are closed, all of downtown for that matter, is closed. Lower Manhattan has been shut off. You cannot drive into Lower Manhattan, only emergency personnel going in there. The stock markets are closed. And Morgan Stanley has an office in the World Trade Center, and they've set up an emergency contact phone number for employees and their families. Here's the number. It's 888-883-4391. I'll repeat that. This is for Morgan Stanley to contact in for employees and their families. The number is 888-883-4391. And as we mentioned before, it's not just the Yankees and the White Sox game that's been postponed. All of Major League Baseball has postponed its games tonight. Ralph?
That's 1010 Winds reporter Larry Cantor, and we're going to get an update now. What happened in Washington, too? Where a plane went into the Pentagon, and there's been a lot of other things happening in Washington, a state of emergency basically there. And we're going to get a quick update on that, and here's 1010 Winds reporter Doug O'Brien.
Thank you, Ralph. The mandatory evacuation of the U.S. Capitol and its office buildings will continue at least through tonight. Washington is as chaotic as downtown New York is right now. It's all fallout from the attacks, of course, on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Capitol Police spokesman Dan Nichols says they have members of the House and Senate under protective coverage, and we understand the governor is ready to have something to say. And Ralph, back to you.
All right. Governor Pataki's on the line. Governor, what can you tell us about what happened today at the World Trade Center?
Well, obviously, it's a horrific situation, and it's an ongoing crisis, and we've activated our National Guard and emergency police, fire, and EMT services. We're coordinating with the White House and with the city government to make sure that we have the ability to relieve the city police and fire as they go through this. And right now, the focus is very simply on helping those whose lives are still at risk and helping to get treatment to those who've been injured. And we're going to continue to do everything we can to help.
Governor, have you any indication at all what the casualty figures might be?
We just can't quantify it at this point. It's obviously a horrific attack, but the focus has to be on helping those whose lives are at risk, helping to make sure we take every possible security step for those who are looking to leave the area and to get assistance to those who are still injured. That's the focus at this point.
Is part of the problem they simply shouldn't be in the building at this point, the rescuers, or are people going in, going into the World Trade Center buildings, or what's left of them?
The emergency services are trying to do everything they can can to reach those who are still at risk. But beyond that, I just don't have the specifics. But they've been enormously courageous. Some of them have put themselves in horrendously risky situations to try to help others, and we're going to continue to do everything we can to help those at risk.
Now, the state has facilities in those buildings.
Yes, we do.
And what do you know about the people there?
We just don't know. Obviously, I and a lot of other New Yorkers have a great many friends who were in the towers this morning. We just don't know at this point.
What do you think about all this?
It's a horrific attack upon America and New York, but right now our thoughts have got to be with the families of those whose lives are at risk, and we're going to continue to try to respond and do everything we can to help them.
And Governor Pataki, you mentioned the National Guard. Does that mean they're actually going to be coming into the city?
Or? Yes, I've spoken with the mayor. We're coordinating. We will have National Guard units coming in to help with the emergency services and to help provide the support that the city needs right now.
And any idea how many troops are involved?
We're mobilizing to the maximum extent possible, and we'll see how many actually are involved in with the response as we go forward.
What about the rest of state facilities? Are office workers being sent home or being offices closed?
State workers in New York, non-essential state workers in New York City have been sent home. State offices across most of the state are still functioning, but the focus right now is on New York City, although we're making sure we have stepped up security at state offices across the state.
Governor, we would greatly appreciate it if you have any more information to get back to us, because you know 1010 Winds kind of covers the city and people need to know information.
Absolutely.
So we'd greatly appreciate it if you have something to tell us.
I do have some specific information that might be of help.
Well, let's hear it.
There is limited service on Metro North for people looking to leave the city. They have to go through a security check on 42nd Street to get to Grand Central. There is limited service for people looking to get out to Long Island from Atlantic Terminal in Brooklyn and Hunters Point in Queens with the same security precautions. The George Washington Bridge is open for people looking to leave the city. Only emergency services are coming in. The tunnels have been closed, and we're going to continue for security reasons. So we're going to continue to try to help with an orderly movement of the people of the city and provide as much help and support for those whose lives are at risk as we can.
It's hard to comprehend, isn't it?
This is just incomprehensible. It's like something out of a bad horror movie, but we'll do everything we can to get through it.
All right, Governor Pataki. Governor Pataki pointing out that there are state workers who were in that building at the World Trade Center and presumably lost some of those people as well, something we simply don't know at this point. We're going to pause just for a moment to get a look at it. The governor mentioned there is some transportation moving, mainly to get people out of the city who need to leave. And here's Matt Ward with an update on some of the things not happening.
Well, of course, the airports remain closed. Jersey Transit rail service suspended. Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline, Raritan Valley lines as well. New Jersey Transit, all bus service in and out of New York City suspended till further notice. All eastbound rail service into Newark, Hoboken, and New York City also knocked out. Limited service, as the governor mentioned, on Metro North getting out of Manhattan. And a couple of ferries that are running. You can catch one at Pier 11 and also West 30th Street back to New Jersey. The Thrasnik, Whitestone, Triborough bridges to Queens are open across the Hudson River. Looking at no traffic up on the George Washington Bridge, upper level Lincoln and Holland tunnels. No one being allowed through them right now as we watch it live. And I'm Matt Ward with Shadow Traffic 1010 Winds.
And Matt, we just got this, a small bit of news, but good news is that all the children at the Discovery Center at the World Trade Center are fine, we're told. The parents can pick up the children at St. Vincent's Hospital. All the children at the Children's Discovery Center located at the World Trade Center are fine. The parents can pick up their children at St. Vincent's Hospital there. Again, just going to quickly recap for you folks just joining us. Two planes went into the two Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. They are presumed to be American Airlines planes that had been hijacked, and there were apparently passengers aboard those planes too, as they were hijacked. They went into the towers, and then about an hour and a half after this happened, roughly around 9 o'clock this morning, the towers collapsed, one before the other. That's at the World Trade Center. A severe number of casualties. We don't have any clue whatsoever. The complex has about 50,000 people at any given time, even people, though, coming, passing through the complex, not those just working there. We don't have no idea whatsoever what the casualty might be. One high-ranking police official said it could be in the thousands. Now, connected to this, we certainly believe, anyway, we mentioned the two American Airlines planes. United Airlines says it has lost two planes. One was a flight out of Newark heading to San Francisco. That plane crashed in western Pennsylvania, not far from Pittsburgh. United says a second plane went down, but they don't know where. That's a plane that had flown out of Boston. So there's where we are there. And Washington damaged the Pentagon. A plane went into a section of the Pentagon. A major alert going on in Washington. Evacuations, things pretty well shut down in Washington. Now, let's get back to our reporters. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa. Juliet?
Ralph, I'm with Ken. He's a gentleman who works here on Worth Street in one of the city agencies. And Ken, tell me what you saw and what you heard this morning.
At the moment of impact, felt like an earthquake, shock, disbelief. Then a minute later, my coworker walked me to the, said, look out the window. He walked me to the window, and I looked, and I noticed the top 20 floors of the World Trade Center tower were on fire.
Now, I understand you were trying to get home. Tell me what that process was like.
Yes, I live on Staten Island, and I tried to walk to the ferry terminal. I tried to walk east, and via Water Street, they had blocked traffic. And you couldn't walk via Church Street, you couldn't walk via Broadway, and you couldn't walk via Water Street. There's no way of getting to lower downtown.
So he apparently just came back here to his offices where it's relatively safe, but outside it is like just a ghost town, Ralph. They're just trying to push people north of Canal Street. They're trying to evacuate everything. It's just abandoned cars and streets, abandoned coffee trucks. There are stores that are just shut down and gated already. There is hardly anybody down here as far as I can see when I take a peek upstairs. I just spoke to a transit dispatcher who was working, dispatching trains right under the World Trade Center, dispatching the E train, which goes right into that World Trade Center. He heard the explosion. He heard this rumble. He thought there was some sort of construction explosion, and he said it was almost like a delayed reaction when he started seeing people coming down just dazed and confused, and then they were all told to evacuate and shut the train system down. Ralph.
1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa again. We have no idea what the casualty figures might be in the explosions and with the planes going into the World Trade Center, but perhaps in the figures could be in the thousands. We simply don't know. 1010 Winds reporter Ben Mevrak is with us too. Ben?
I'm a few blocks now around the perimeter of where the World Trade Center once stood, and it was wonderful news to hear you report just a few minutes ago about children being saved from the daycare center. And as I travel through the streets around the perimeter of the Trade Center area, there are similar stories all around. Stories that really are uplifting in what otherwise is a very dark hour here for the city. People who have opened up their stores that were on the perimeter of the area, coming out with bottles of water and bringing them over to the EMTs and to the other personnel who might need them. Others came down from some of the boroughs, came in with offering their trucks that they might use for their businesses in case they needed transport officers from one position to another. So those are some of the nice things that are going on as New Yorkers pull together. But as I look straight ahead and I see the plume, the dark smoke continues to just come up from the earth and cover what is lower Manhattan, it is just the unspeakable horror that we're going to have to deal with for the days and days to come. Some of the descriptions offered to me by some of the eyewitnesses, too horrific even to put on the radio. It's just, it will be days, perhaps weeks or months before we actually understand the full impact of what has happened here. I was on the Manhattan Bridge when the second tower collapsed. It's a sight that myself and the others on the bridge will never forget. And also, as we talked a little bit earlier with one of the EMTs who was in there and was rescued by a cameraman from a television station. Their only way out of the rubble was with the light from the camera, and he thanked him for saving his life. And now, though, the EMT is looking for his partner who disappeared during their attempts to rescue. He's been unable to connect to him. So these are just some of the stories that are just beginning to emerge as we continue to follow this devastating story.
All right, Ben Mevrak has been suggesting that the unknown is a big factor here. Who did this and why? How many people died or injured at the World Trade Center? What about the two planes that went down that United has been reporting, and the people on the American Airlines flights, the two planes that apparently had been hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center today. You're listening to live continuing coverage here on 1010 Winds. Our reporters down in Lower Manhattan, the focus of all this. By the way, we just got the word New Jersey Transit halting all rail service on Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline, Raritan Valley. A complete wrap-up in just a couple of minutes on just what is shut down and what is not operating. And President Bush is not returning to Washington. The White House is not saying where he is heading, but the president was out of Washington at the time. Parts of the White House have been evacuated. Other major buildings were evacuated. We're now told the president is not returning to Washington. That did not necessarily mean there was a threat on him. Let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Steve Kastenbaum. Steve?
Ralph, I'm down here in the basement of the Surrogate Courts building behind City Hall, which is where a lot of the civilians were pushed into, and many of the other basements of the municipal buildings down here right after the first tower collapsed. It shook and rocked everything here in Lower Manhattan and in downtown Brooklyn. If we can just take you back a couple of hours and give you a sense of how this felt when this all began. At a little bit after a quarter to nine, you heard a loud explosion, at least where I was in my vantage point in downtown Brooklyn. And I looked out my window and I could see the most most incredible, unbelievable sight, the one of the World Trade Center buildings on fire. Then about another 15, 20 minutes later, I had turned my back. I heard another explosion. The windows began rattling. My building shook, and I am at least a good 3 or 4 miles away from the World Trade Center. And I looked out my window, and sure enough, the second building was on fire. A great fireball was going up from the second plane that hit that building. Then I tried getting into Lower Manhattan. At that point, the city had been cordoned off, and people were being evacuated, being told just to literally walk out of Lower Manhattan. They were crossing over the Brooklyn Bridge by the thousands. Meanwhile, heading in the opposite direction, dozens upon dozens of emergency vehicles. Firefighters who were off duty were just standing at the foot of the bridge waiting for room in a vehicle. They were commandeering trucks and heading across the bridge to get to the emergency scene. Also here in Lower Manhattan, many of the city building engineers ran towards the building when they heard the explosion, ran towards the World Trade Center. Among them was Steve. He heard the first explosion while he was in the basement in a boiler room.
I heard a crash. I mean, the whole building shook. We went upstairs, and then also maybe like 5-10 minutes later, the second plane hit.
You saw the plane hit?
Saw the plane hit. It was a ball of fire. Ball of fire.
And he was among the many people who witnessed a horrific sight. Office workers in the World Trade Center building jumping out of the upper floors to their death below. Presumably, there were many people in the office buildings when this happened, not too far away from 9 a.m. Both buildings are home to somewhere around 50,000 employees. So again, we have no idea what the death toll is going to be, but of course it'll be presumably extremely high. Steve Kastenbaum, 1010 Winds, live behind City Hall.
Again, we do not know, too. One ranking police official saying the death toll could be in the thousands, and of course then you add the number of people injured. We do expect to hear from President Bush shortly. We told you he's not returning to Washington. We're going to go live to the president as soon as he's ready to speak. In the meantime, we'll go back to Pete Torriello, because transportation is a big factor. Mainly, Matt Ward, I'm sorry, about a rush to get out of town, and that's part of what they're trying to serve right now, the people getting out of that area.
That's right, and they have opened the Throgneck, Whitestone, and Triboroughs heading back over to Queens, and the Queensboro Bridge and the Midtown Tunnel are also open for those headed back over to Queens. The Hudson River crossings are still closed. In fact, I don't see anybody moving an inch on the Cross Bronx westbound side as I look in on the 1010 Winds jam cam over by the area of the Deegan as you try to get to the George Washington Bridge. Police are requesting all traffic avoid westbound LIE, Southern State, and Northern State, and the westbound LIE being closed to Route 135. Police are also shutting down the Meadowbrook, the Wantagh, and the Santa Coast. Just limited service on Long Island Railroad out of New York City. All the airports remain closed. No Jersey Transit service on the Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline, Raritan Valley lines as well, and just limited service on Metro North trains out of town. Ralph?
That is Matt Ward with the very latest on the travel situation. Again, we do plan to hear from President Bush just momentarily. We should point out, though, just to recap for you folks just joining us, here's what happened. It was almost 4 hours ago that a plane went into one tower of the World Trade Center. Went in the upper floors, a gaping hole, fire and smoke. Then about a half hour later, a second plane went in. These were hijacked planes, presumably hijacked American Airlines flights. They went in, and then about an hour and a half later, one tower went down, the upper floors collapsed, and then the same at the other tower. People trapped in side. We have no idea what the casualty figures are. No doubt in the thousands, even when it comes to a death toll. And then two planes went down. Two United Airlines planes went down. One went to Pittsburgh. We don't know where the other is. That plane that went down near Pittsburgh was flown out of Newark heading for San Francisco. And Washington, damage at the Pentagon. A plane went into one of the walls there. And that's where we stand. Now, let's get a quick update from Larry Cantor, who's keeping up to date on many of the things that are not happening here in the city of New York because of this terrible tragedy. Larry?
Well, Ralph, one of the things not happening is Lower Manhattan. The mayor is asking people down there to remain calm, but get out. He's saying just walk slowly, calmly to the north. He says there's no reason to panic. Then go home, he says, and stay home. That's easier said than done, of course, because transportation is all blocked up. There's no subway service, and there are very few ways to get out of town at all. Metro North has some limited service, but the tunnels and the bridges, as Matt Ward was saying, are closed. So just make your way uptown and hang out, I guess. And as the day goes on, I'm sure there will be some ways to get people to their homes in the outer boroughs and to New Jersey and to Connecticut. Let me play you just an eyewitness who was there when this thing all began.
I was by Paramount Music Corps when the first building saw the fall. And this wall from smoke.
And you're all covered with ash and gray.
And that's from all the way on the other side. Now the other building just fell.
That was an eyewitness to what was going on in Lower Manhattan, speaking to our Stan Brooks. Our John Montone was on the scene shortly after the first plane crash.
When I arrived here, which was about a half an hour, 40 minutes after the initial explosion, I was able to get down to a Church Street, literally in the middle of the two towers, and they were both on fire at that point. It never occurred to me that they were going to come down. I guess it should have, but at that point, even early on, Church Street was looked like a war zone. It would have been impossible to get regular vehicles through that. There were just pieces of cement and this white ash all over. At that point, I was able to get back up to Broadway, and there were people running in the other direction still away from the building, people telling me that they had seen the second plane hit. And excuse me, I have a lot of this dust in my lungs, but they had seen the second plane hit, and they said that it looked like it was going directly at the building, that it was, it didn't hit the first plane, that it was a purposeful strike on the building.
That's John Montone. Earlier today, he was one of the first down at the scene of the crash at the World Trade Center, the first crash and then the second one. St. Vincent's Catholic Medical Center in Lower Manhattan has put out a call for plastic surgeons and burn specialists. And here's the number they should call, 212-752-4805. That's 212-752-4805 for plastic surgeons and burn specialists. The call is also going out from New York City for blood. New York City's hospitals are calling in all staffers, surgeons, nurses to deal with the massive potential for injuries and deaths. The Board of Education hasn't decided yet when it's going to close schools today. Right now, they're keeping all the students in schools. No decision has been made regarding buses and other transportation for New York City students. The stock markets are closed and could remain that way for several days. The impact internationally from that is anybody's guess. Yankees and White Sox game, and all baseball games for that matter, have been postponed tonight. And the subways remain shut down as a precaution. All the children at the Children's Discovery Center located in the World Trade Center itself are fine. The parents can pick them up at St. Vincent's Hospital. Ralph?
Well, speaking of St. Vincent's Hospital, Larry Caddy, we're going live right now to Terry Sheridan, our live continuing coverage of the crashes into the World Trade Center and other acts of terrorism in the country. Now, at St. Vincent's, I guess probably dozens of people have been taken there. Terry, what have you got, Terry?
Well,
Sheridan?
Right now we have 184 that have been taken here, as we had a press briefing about 10 minutes ago, more since that had happened. The workers, or the people that I see that are going into the hospital, coming out of the ambulances, are walking out. They all appear, though, to be rescue workers. They have the sort of hard hats and the vests on to give that they are rescue workers. What's also happening here is 11th Street is just closed. It's a sea of people seeking information on loved ones. So, again, the latest numbers that we have are 184 have been taken to St. Vincent's. 10 of those are critical. Live at St. Vincent's Hospital, Terry Sheridan, 1010 Winds.
Now, in just a moment, we'll get a recap from Doug O'Brien. What happened at the Pentagon and some other things been happening around the country related, no doubt related anyway, to what's happened here in New York with the two planes, hijacked planes crashing into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. We just heard from Terry Sheridan about injuries. We have no idea what the casualty toll could be here in New York at the World Trade Center. I do have two numbers I'm going to give you for American Airlines and for United Airlines for people to call. And we hope this is something you listening to us right now will not need, but I'm going to give these numbers out. So if you want to grab a pencil or something, but these are numbers about relatives who may be on these flights. Here are the numbers. American Airlines, 1-800-245-0999. 1-800-245-0999. United Airlines, and one of those planes did leave from Newark heading for San Francisco of the United plane that crashed. The United number is 1-800-932-855. 1-800-932-8555. Let's go to Newark Airport. We mentioned one of those planes, United plane that went down in western Pennsylvania, flew out of Newark Airport, but basically nothing else flying around the country. Let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Mark O'Brien.
And Ralph, as you can imagine, a scene of confusion and chaos here at Newark Airport. The entire facility is shut down. Every entrance and exit is blockaded by either huge concrete walls or Port Authority trucks, and police officers are actually checking every single car and van that makes its way in and out of the airport. Right now, the only people being allowed in are folks who are here to pick up their loved ones. There is a lot of confusion. People are crossing the highways, the inner roadways, just looking for any transportation, whether it be a cab or a bus, just to get out of Newark Airport. As you mentioned, one of the planes involved in this morning's tragedy apparently left here, was bound for San Francisco, and crashed in western Pennsylvania. No word yet if any of the grieving family members or friends and relatives are gathering here to check on the status of their loved ones they dropped off early this morning. So again, Newark Airport right now, a scene of confusion and chaos. People don't know how to get out of here. They don't know how they're going to get home. Some were traveling overseas. They have no way out. And right now, the airport remains shut down. And the eerie sight off in the distance behind the airport, the smoke continues to billow into the sky where the World Trade Center once stood. Mark O'Brien, 1010 Winds, live at Newark Airport.
Well, that just gives you a sample, though, the magnitude of what's happening today, because all around the country, people traveling for vacation, business, whatever, are not going anywhere. There are no flights right now. A lot of rail service in and out of New York is shut down, and immediate transportation in New York City itself, of course, shut down, too, basically. We'll have a rundown of just where we are in that in a moment. Let's get a quick update from Doug O'Brien, if we can, Doug, and just what's what we know about the Pentagon there and elsewhere in Washington.
Ralph, a TV station in Washington, WUSA, is reporting that it's been told by a Navy spokesman that there are fatalities in the plane crash into the Pentagon this morning. The plane hit on the opposite side from Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld's office. It's not known what the plane was, although it is a commercial, it's believed to be a commercial airliner. Several unexplained explosions in D.C., one outside state and one outside the Supreme Court. Vice President Cheney, National Security Advisor Rice, and other top federal officials are huddled in the wake of the terrorist attacks. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has opened up an operations center. FEMA officials will not disclose any details of their plan other than to say they're working with the White House, FBI, and other agencies. At the Pentagon, spokesman Glenn Flood said all the Defense Department's leaders were safe, including Secretary Rumsfeld. Senior officials staffed the agency's National Military Command Center, a secure room in the Pentagon. Rumsfeld and other top officials left the building. They're at an undisclosed location. Pentagon is saying there are contingency plans, but they won't go into any details. President Bush, as you've heard, is not in Washington. He is currently in Louisiana and will have something to say to the nation about this later. Secretary of State Powell is returning from South America, where he had been on an OAS trip. A couple of airline notes for you. The terminals at Los Angeles International have been evacuated in response to this morning's terrorist attack in New York and Washington. Cleveland Airport says an airliner made an emergency landing there after the pilot said he was worried that there might be an explosive device on that aircraft. There's been no further word on that. Also, many people are finding it very difficult to get information about anything online about the terrorist attacks. Internet traffic jams have slowed web access, especially for users trying to reach major news sites. Do move slowly there. It will be some time before all the information comes in to the radio station. Ralph?
All right, Doug O'Brien there. Now let's get right back to Matt Ward, because again, transportation is a big factor for a lot of people. In fact, it's kind of frozen here in New York, and not a lot of people traveling. Matt Ward?
Ralph, and anyone trying to get across the Hudson, the only way to do it right now is the Tappan Zee, which is kind of busy up on that span either way as I look in on the 1010 Winds jam cam. Further down the Hudson, still no traffic on the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln, or Holland Tunnel. They have opened the Throgneck, Whitestone, and Triborough for those heading to Queens, and the Queensboro Bridge and the Midtown Tunnel also open for those heading back to Queens. Police have been closing down the westbound LIE, Southern State, and Northern State coming through Nassau County, heading towards the Queens line. It's going to be a good place to avoid. They don't really want any traffic on those westbound roadways in Long Island heading for the city. Generally speaking, you want to try to move away from the city, east or westbound, depending on where you are, and also north or southbound, too. The airports remain closed. Jersey Transit rail service knocked out. Northeast Carter, North Jersey Coastline, Raritan Valley, just limited service on Metro North out of Manhattan. No Amtrak service on the Northeast Carter, and you will find limited service on Long Island Railroad coming out of Manhattan as well. Ralph?
All right, Matt Ward, there's where we are. Mayor Giuliani says hospitals need as much help as they can get, and this applies to if you're an emergency worker, you're just waking up, a firefighter, an EMS, a police, a nurse, you really need to call your office if you can, or even just go there, because we need help. New York Mayor, well, we know Rudy Giuliani, saying that hospitals need as much help as they can get, saying 50 hospitals are in service right now, and he expects that number to climb to more than 100. I want to go back to something we mentioned about the Pentagon, where a plane crashed into a wall of the Pentagon, set that on fire, and there are casualties at the Pentagon as well. And it is believed that that was a commercial airliner that went into the Pentagon. And as we've been reporting here in 1010 Winds, two United planes disappeared, in effect, one crashing in western Pennsylvania. And another one, the United said, crashed a flight out of Boston, but it wasn't sure where it crashed. That had 56 passengers aboard. And that one was flying from Boston to Los Angeles. The plane flying out of Newark, the one that crashed in Pennsylvania, was Flight 93. And that crashed southeast of Pittsburgh on the way from Newark to San Francisco. So that might be what happened to that other United plane. That might be the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. That's something we simply don't know at this time. Let's go live now to 1010 Winds reporter John Montone. He's in Greenwich Village, not all that far from where the terrible tragedy occurred today, the two planes crashing into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. John Montone?
And, Ralph, I have seen really most of what has happened this morning. I was on the scene when the two towers were burning, and then I was caught in that horrible collapse of the first tower where thousands of us were trapped inside a building on Broadway trying desperately to get out before we choked to death. Now, I was able to go back to Broadway near City Hall, which is just literally covered. It looks as if there was a snowstorm of sort of a gray dirt that swept across the city, and it's full of emergency personnel, police officers. They're not letting anybody around that area, although I was able to go back in and to get our truck out of there and then join what has now become an exodus, which began, I guess, about an hour ago, an exodus north. Now, this gentleman I spoke to here, and hopefully we can hear him well enough. He was describing what happened. He had a store at 120 Broadway, and when the initial explosion came, he began shutting up his store, and then came the terrible collapse.
I was trying to close my store, but I could not close the store, and I run away. When the big noise comes, then I run away. And I went inside this building. I was trying to close my store, but I can't. People, so many rush. That's why I just leave the store like that and run away.
Did you see the truck collapse?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. The building was, 120 building was, they closed the door, entrance was closed. The people was, rush. Then the security guy comes, then he opened the door, and everybody's rush inside.
So you were inside a building?
No. When the club, that's time I was...
And what happened to him, he was also inside a building with literally thousands of people trying to get out. It was a very common experience. Now, since about an hour ago, the air has cleared a bit. The breeze seems to be blowing the heavy smoke and dust down toward the lower bay, down toward the Battery. And there has been just an exodus of people walking up. Some of them are in pretty good shape. Some of them are relaxed. They know they got out of it alive. Others are hysterical. They left workers behind. They know the people in the World Trade Center. They're unable to get in touch with their loved ones. But it is very orderly. People are just walking up an exodus of cars, the cars that were able to get out of there. I was fortunate to be able to do that. And people just going up. But the question everyone keeps asking is, how can we get out of the city? Can we get home? Can we get to Queens? Can we get to Brooklyn? Can we get to New Jersey? So those traffic reports are very important as well. And there's a lot of people here who are not going to hospitals, who don't feel they want to take up space because there are so many people more seriously injured, but they're still having a tough time breathing because of this horrible air that we encountered down by the scene. Ralph?
That is 1010 Winds reporter John Montone in Greenwich Village with the very latest from his viewpoint, talking to people there. We just got the word that President Bush says the military is in high alert status around the country. We do expect to hear from the president momentarily. Of course, we'll broadcast that live on 1010 Winds. And we also expect right after the president speaks to hear from the FBI, telling what happened, because we have been a target of a major terrorist attack here in New York and elsewhere in the United States. And it does appear to be a very well-coordinated terror attack, with at least four planes apparently hijacked, stolen, whatever, two of them crashing into the World Trade Center, one crashing near Pittsburgh. We're not sure if that was definitely connected or not, but there was an American Airlines plane out of Boston. And then United says it lost another plane, and there is some speculation that it might be the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. Casualties at the Pentagon, untold. number of people killed or injured here in New York when the two planes went into the upper floors of the World Trade Center, and then later both the tops of the two towers collapsing. So we simply just don't know how many. We just checked at St. Vincent's Hospital, 186 people there alone, 50 hospitals pressed into service, ambulances coming in from Bergen County, for example, and all around, emergency personnel being rushed in. Again, we expect to hear from the president momentarily. Let's hear from, we'll go live to that on 1010 Winds. But Steve Kastenbaum, here we are now just about, a little over 4 hours now since it happened. Steve Kastenbaum on duty in Lower Manhattan.
Well, Ralph, I'm sitting here now on the steps outside a courthouse behind City Hall on Chambers Street. Finally came out of the basement. A very different scene from what was here many hours ago. Folks were just running every which way, panicking, some screaming, some crying, others in total shock as they watched one by one the two World Trade Center buildings just come tumbling down onto Lower Manhattan. The debris cloud has since settled on everything in the area as deep as 4 inches thick. But right now, we still see thick, black, acrid smoke billowing from the World Trade Center heading south over towards Brooklyn. The folks are still streaming out of Lower Manhattan by foot, walking over the Brooklyn Bridge and up towards Canal Street. Everybody's still trying to get out of the area. We still have many sirens and the sounds of emergency vehicles heading towards the World Trade Center. The emergency rooms, the hospitals downtown here are filled. We are just trying to get a handle and a grasp on what exactly is going on down here. Both people still in a state of shock, many of them covering their mouths and telling stories of watching people jump from the burning buildings high atop the 80th and 81st floors to their deaths below. Steve Kastenbaum, 1010 Winds, live on Chamber Street in Lower Manhattan.
We'll be going back to our reporters. A full recap coming right up. John Montone mentioned the urgency of knowing about transportation. A full recap on that coming right up here on 1010 Winds. We also expect to hear from the president and then the FBI. You're listening to live continuing coverage of the major terrorism attack here in New York and other parts of the country.